Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 195. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we're middle-aged and creeped out. How's it going, guys?
All good.
Going good.
Good.
How's it going in your neck of the woods? And you can lie.
It's going great.
Lie like a rug.
I had no issues this afternoon, Nate. What are you talking about? No, I'm doing okay.
You're here.
I'm ticked off
because I bet you are.
But anyway, no. I'm glad I'm here.
But not at Nate. Not probably at me.
Not either one of you. No.
Not the creepies.
Just the. The guys that can't stop doing fraud, and then I'm mad at my own bank because they screwed me up. So I got to call back tomorrow and get it fixed. So
I'm watching my back for scams and scammers because my gosh,
oh man, they're coming in a barrage.
I guess so. Yeah. So now in four days I've had my personal debit card and my business debit card compromised. So I have no debit card now because they cancel them right then and there. Sending me new cards, so I'm like, good thing I have gas and all that. And
right, yeah.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm. I had my credit card on Monday.
It's like, gosh. So
they're sending me new ones.
Tell you.
That's fun.
Did you get like an alert or something, or did you just notice it on? Yeah.
Yeah. Luckily, no charges or nothing, so
that's
bank
good.
Caught it soon enough.
Good. Yeah. What a pain.
It really is.
I was 10 minutes away from leaving work, and I get the call from the bank. And it's like, good night. Apple, Home Depot, and some other store. Come on. Over $1,000 combined.
Petty criminal, right? Well, no, that's not.
He's like.
Not so petty.
So, $700 at Home Depot. I said, nope. Not mine. $100 and some dollars at the Apple store. I'm like, nope. And he's like, $200 or whatever it was at the other store. I go, nope.
How far back do you think you could get them? You know, like your normal charges that you're like, no, that wasn't me. No.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see. No, let's keep going back. We're at April 2024, sir.
Were they local or were they out of state?
They were in Georgia.
Yep. Yeah.
Georgia.
Been called and they're like, are you
a name.
Are you in New York? No, I'm at home.
Not on purpose.
Yeah. Okay, well, your card's compromised.
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful.
How do they do it? You know, like I don't, you know, most people anymore, we've got pretty good like passwords and all
it's
the protection.
Those data breaches and then they sell your information on the black market and all that fun stuff.
He goes, do you know, I think his name's Matt something. He goes, so we see the IP address and then it belongs to a, you know, whoever. They had the name of the guy. He goes, do you know him? I go, nope.
No.
I want to crush his head.
Oh, wait. Nope.
You don't.
Nope.
It's my evil twin.
Well, anyway, hey, we're here recording, so it's all good. We got a good mini for the creepies. By the way, Sean, you want to tell what the episode's about?
I do. It is the Bonaventure Cemetery, and it is Nate's choice. And if interested, please go check our show notes for the source links we use for this topic.
Nice.
Thanks, Nate.
You're welcome.
I thought you were going to correct me and say, that's not my choice. I thought it was. That's what the big
N's
for.
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
You don't?
You did a good job, though.
It's been on the list for a while, so we finally got to it. The Bonaventure Cemetery in beautiful Savannah, Georgia.
That is
where
correct.
I want to retire to. It'll never happen. It's too expensive.
It's not too far. So Tybee Island's close to there, right?
30 minutes.
30 minutes, yeah.
It was awesome.
We've talked about going to visit there or taking a trip there. So the way you
I
talk about
you
it.
I suggest you do.
Yes. The way you talk about it, I'm like, oh, yeah, I totally have to. That's on my bucket list.
I wouldn't go to Tybee anymore. Not that it was like bad. It's just it's small. There's not a whole lot going on there.
Once you've done it, it's probably, you know, not worth going back to.
But you could stay there and then, yeah, visit Savannah and then.
Go to different places.
Yeah. So we drove to, what was it? There's another town or city we drove to from Tybee. So it's kind of like that was like the.
It's a good jump off point then.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just Tybee doesn't offer a whole lot, but it's pretty small.
Is it pretty though? Okay. Yeah. That's what
they brag about their sunsets. And I'm like, don't all like Florida, you know, all those type of places have beautiful sunsets. they had beautiful sunsets. Yeah, and when they're a little bit different. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, well, let's get right on here to the Bonaventure. Who wants to start? Nate, you got, since it's your pick, you want to start with us?
Oh, sure.
About us?
Around us. Well, I'll just read this little spot about the cemetery location.
Oh, okay.
Located on the 17-mile-long Wilmington River, some 3 miles from downtown Savannah, is a fascinatingly beautiful cemetery that has been described as a natural cathedral. Stoic and tall live oak trees cloaked in Spanish moss line all the winding paths in this cemetery, lending a haunted allure to the many elaborate and time-stained monuments throughout. To offset the grays and the gloominess are vibrant
azaleas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That looks like that says that word. And
that one I don't know.
Camellias.
Yeah.
Some sort of flower, I presume. I'm sure we'll get corrected. Bursting with color when they bloom in the spring and summer. The 100 acres of this special place have stirred the emotions of generations of visitors over a great many years, and you'll feel something stir in. I'm having trouble. This is typed really weird. Feel something stir in you the minute. Oh, okay. Stir in you the minute you approach the main gate.
So it was your brain.
It was my brain.
I have to do that with myself.
I should have zoomed in on it. Me. It has like just a slight weird font.
Hmm. Oh.
So it's like, I don't know. It's like making the words merge together on me.
Gotcha.
Tripped your cerebellum.
Even with the new glasses.
With the new specs.
I watched some videos of this place, and I know about it a little bit from like movies and books and stuff like that. Just the history of it, but I've seen pictures, I suppose, of like the Spanish moss and all that stuff, but they had this couple going through and they were like, you know, we heard about how beautiful this place is, but truly is the most beautiful and regal cemetery they've ever been anywhere in the country. And then it was, you know, of course it's hot down there too. That's one of the things in Savannah. I'm sure it would have to be like, you'd want to choose the time that you visit very carefully, because I'm sure it gets hot down
there. Yeah, because I know we went.
They were sweating, they said. And they were like, we're glistening with sweat right now. Mm-hmm. Just going around even in the shade.
Yeah, because I think we did a trip, family trip, when I was younger with my parents to South Carolina somewhere. I could find it on a map, but I don't know exactly the name of it offhand. But there was like a sculpture state park type thing, had the trees with the moss, Spanish moss.
Oh, I love those trees, yeah.
Just absolutely beautiful. Yeah. Like, you can point your camera in any direction and you're going to get a good picture.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's really, really cool.
Yep.
How a lot of that stuff's set up down there.
Yep.
So this is like God's country on God's cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
God's country is Lexington. That's Sean.
Oh, that's right.
you know this.
And Jerry's up there saying, come on, John. Come on, get with it.
What's
going
on around here?
The other interesting thing is that this is very eclectic, the cemetery, especially with its history and its age, that you can, some of the graves are very pristine and look like, I mean, they're old, but they're very well kept. And then other ones are worn and eroded.
Yeah.
But they still have that majestic look to them. So I thought that was pretty cool. And just being able to see it through the video.
I agree. Yeah. It says here, Legend has it that the statue is haunted by the ghost of Lorraine Greenman, the little girl who posed for the artist Sylvia Shaw Judson. Says a novel that subsequently became a major motion picture published in 1994 owes much to the cemetery and vice versa. Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil by John Barron is a first-person account of life in the Old South, interwoven with a murder mystery that causes Savannah and its backdrop. as its backdrop and features a statue of a girl holding two small bulbs, one in each hand, gracing its front cover. So that is Lorraine Greenman.
That's the bird girl.
Is that the bird that you were talking about earlier, the bird girl?
And they say if you go down there to see that statue, it's no longer there. They're trying to preserve it as a historical artifact. And I want to say it's in a museum there in Georgia or Savannah or somewhere not too far from there, as I understand it.
Yeah.
This is one of the most notable hauntings associated with Bonaventure Cemetery is the ghost of Little Gracie Watson. She's a six-year-old girl who died of pneumonia, pneumonia, in late 19th century. Her parents, W.J. and France Watson, were managers of the Pulaski Hotel, and she was a beloved presence there. After her death, her parents were forced to leave her grave and commissioned a sculptor to create a statue of her to watch over the grave. The statue is said to be haunted by Gracie's little spirit, and visitors have reported seeing her playing near the former grounds of the Pulaski Hotel. Oh, there's little girls everywhere. We always
said
pneumonia too. We always at one of the hospitals I was at. They'd always say we'd pronounce it intentionally wrong and say pneumonia.
Pneumonia,
because that's what it looks like.
Pandemonium.
Mm-hmm. Pandemonium.
Yeah. What you got, Nate? I can tell you're ready to.
Well, come I'm in. Giving you a weird thought if you thought I was ready.
Oh.
A creepy vibe. He's throwing off that creepy vibe, but that's neat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've got a quick paragraph. Oh, you got it?
Yeah. Okay. I have a little thing here.
Okay.
The Minerva, the voodoo priestess.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? Enigmatic. Enigmatic.
Enigmatic.
I am getting all the fantastical words.
You really are.
Character. I don't even know what that word means. Do you?
Kind of like odd, weird.
Yeah.
So then why didn't they just say that?
Like the Riddler in Batman.
Oh, yeah.
He was enigmatic.
Yeah.
It was
because his name is Igma.
Yeah.
Igma.
Yeah.
Enigmatic. Okay, so the weird and.
It says pertaining to enigma, mysterious, defying description. So, there yes, that's absolutely. I was like.
This mysterious character in the novel, Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil, is based on an actual Savannah resident named Valerie Finnell. Aiken Bowles.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why she has four names, but we'll go with it.
That's a lot.
Bowles has since died, but she is immortalized in the book, casting spells and hexes and collecting cemetery dirt for use in her rituals. This has led to the practice of visitors collecting souvenir soil from Bonaventure.
Now you're saying what?
I made that mistake earlier.
You got me.
Too. Got rid of. I don't know why I said it.
It does spell Bonaventure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah.
As far as firsthand accounts of Bonaventure's most famous residents materializing, such as Grammy Award-winning Savannah-born recording artist Johnny Mercer, or former American poet. Lariat Conrad Aiken, there's no such luck. But if you do pay this place a visit and you hear the distant strains of Hooray for Hollywood from out of nowhere, you may want to take that as a sign.
Hmm.
So I had sang that. Hooray for Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Hip, hip, hooray.
Yeah, I love these old historical cemeteries.
Mm-hmm.
They just have a look and a feel to them.
Yep. Different, definitely different.
They said there are cemetery like hounds that you hear barking, and you see like the shadow dogs or black dogs that we've talked about before. And then there are also definitely shadow figures, day and night, that have been seen. And they say even though like there's that majestic feel to it, there's also areas that are very creepy and give you the willies, which I imagine just about any cemetery, no matter how historic or pristine it is, or how, you know, dilapidated it is. It's just kind of a weird place to be, you know. It's people's final resting spot. So I can, and just with the history of Savannah in general and all the hauntings that we've mentioned and talked about anyway, I'm not too surprised that this place is haunted as it is.
Did you see that Oscar Wilde once visited Bonaventure Cemetery?
I saw that.
He was captivated by its lush expanse. Wilde, known for always having a witty saying, could only say incomparable when asked to describe the cemetery.
Yeah. That's high praise.
Yeah.
From Oscar Wilde, for sure.
Yeah. So that's interesting. What else do you guys have on this beautiful and old cemetery?
Are we going there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
That's a definite yes. Well, because you're wanting to live there. That's your forever home, right?
Yeah.
When you go there. Live there. So when we come visit you.
We'll go to the Bonaventure Cemetery. Yeah. We'll take the endless ghost tours. They have so many ghost tours in Savannah.
I was going to say, there's a ton of them.
You can take a limousine. You can take a bus. Mm-hmm. They have cars with the, like, convertible cars, walking tours, and even bike tours. Like, yeah, so they've got all kinds of different tours for what you want to do. That's, yeah. No, I like this place, though.
So we had mentioned that it's 3 miles from downtown Savannah. And it said that you can hop on the Trolley of the Doomed for a Ghosts and Gravestones adventure, widely considered by ghost hunters and paranormal investigators as being America's most haunted city. And it was seen on the Today Show and Travel Channel. Savannah's dark past is unveiled on this spooky tour. Oh, I'm totally down for that.
Yeah.
So it was the city itself was founded in 1733. So you can imagine. Gosh, all the spirits that would be there.
Yep.
General Robert E. Lee hangs out there. There's the famous Andrew Lowe House and the trolleys. The burial grounds in Wright Square. Spirits at Perkins and Son Chip Chandlery. See, I got a fun one. So there's all kind of different places there.
Al Capone? No.
Al Capone, yeah. Abraham Lincoln probably was there
and
at some point.
Lincoln and Capone.
when they let him back in the South.
And Winston Churchill. Those three. I tell you, somehow they get everywhere. Yeah, I like this place, though. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Would you spend the night
in
this cemetery or any cemetery?
No, just...
I don't think I would either.
No, because there's nowhere to... Yeah, it's all about comfortable, not spooky.
Places to sprawl. You could bring your air blow-up mattress.
Bring a pup tent. Yeah. No, that's the only reason I wouldn't. It's just because of the be kind of hard to sleep in a cemetery.
Would you walk around at night?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
No, absolutely.
Do a flashlight tour.
Oh, yeah.
Needs a flashlight tour.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those would be bright.
Yes, I would, Nate. I would walk around at night. Absolutely. Investigating and maybe bring, you know, try to get some EVPs. Who knows?
Rabble-rousing.
Rebel-rousing.
With the spirits.
Rebel-rousing. I haven't heard that phrase in a while. What else you guys have? Anything before we sign off here?
Mm-mm. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, I think we hit all the highlights.
Okay. Sad, the little girls, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know.
Oh, well. What Wilde say? Incomparable. That's what he said.
Not inconceivable, like Princess Bride.
Right.
Incomparable.
Right, incomparable. Nate,
yeah.
What do you have for us for this?
Well, I am going to end this the way it needs to be ended. Everyone's dying to get into this place, and that's a wrap.
Wah-ha-ha. Maniacal laugh.
That's what my dad used to say about graveyards. They're all dying to get in, you know. Well, hey, thank you, Nate, and we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to Middle Age Mini 195 and our discussion on the Bonaventure Cemetery. And until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.